I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we look back at the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductions, which took place on July 5th. Today's feature is driver Jeff Matrician. Matrician drew up around racing, and after finding success in dirt modifieds, he made the jump to sprint cars in 1996. He quickly found success by winning his first 410 Reacher in his rookie season on August 11, 1996, a few days before the Knoxville Nationals. Though his sprint car career spanned just 13 years, Matrician built an impressive resume with 7 career 410 feature wins and 2 360 feature wins at Knoxville. His standout season came in 2000 when he claimed 3 victories and finished 2nd in the point standings. Over 9 seasons, he earned 4 top 10 finishes in the 410 class, along with a runner-up finish in the 360 standings in 2006. Jeff would hang up the helmet after the 2008 season. I had a chance to talk with Matrician following his induction.
Jeff, congratulations. What's
that
mean?
Thank you very much. Oh, this means the world. Like I said, you put on all this hard work, and you dedicate your life to this, and I've done that a lot to where I raced most of my life here until the last 14, 15 years I've been out of a car, but it just seems like it's so important to get rewarded by things like this, and you know, with your fans, and you see so many people here today, and fans and friends and crews, and I just had a great deal. So really, really happy to get inducted in the Hall of Fame this year, and thank Knoxville Raceway, the Fair Board, everybody here involved at the facility. So it's just a special place.
I got to tell you, you were one of the first drivers I got to know here in my early years at covering at Knoxville races in the early 2000s. How did you get your start in racing? You know, what kind of got the racing bug in you?
Well, my dad raced go-karts a little bit, him and his grandpa and all his brothers and some, but I don't know, we got automotive Matrician Motors there in Oskaloosa, so we've always been a gearhead and engine guys and motor guys, so I just always wanted to race, and my dad got us go-karts and racing BMX bikes at first, and then just karting, and just moved up the ranks and modified stock cars, had great success, and I just fell in love with it, so at a young age, and I always wanted to go farther than I did, and I wouldn't think I wouldn't be racing today, but things go that direction, and life changes, and so, but I'm very thankful for being an opportunity to be able to race and travel all over the world when I did do it, and I could say I had pretty good success in most all my series that I did race, so very thankful for that, and very competitive, and won features, and like I said, you win here, and Knoxville is a special place, but to win features here means a lot, because there's a lot of guys that don't get a chance to win a feature, and like a lot of racers, it's hard to get them here. So when you do get them, you got to appreciate each one and hope they continue coming. But just always been around the automotive and just started racing in the young age, and not as young as sometimes, you know, today the kids are starting. But started at a young age and racing go-karts, and so, yeah.
Started out in dirt modifieds. How was the transition from a modified to a sprint car? That has to be a totally different racing discipline.
It is, yeah. They were different. In 1995, I had a really good modified year in IMCA and won a bunch of features and several titles there. But that transition was a different deal. But it wasn't too bad. I mean, the modified runs more like a non-wing. I did do a couple non-wing shows here, adapted really well to it. But as far as the wing cars and the speed, you know, I'm sure glad I started in the 410s right off the bat. I didn't do the 360s. They didn't have the 305s in or nothing like that. I don't know. It was different, but I don't know. I feel like if you had a little bit of a gift to drive these cars and do that and the opportunities, you just adapt to each car, you know. And as I ran the Silver Crown cars and before that, the stock cars and the carts and different things, you just kind of learn to adapt. It's definitely a transition. Here, there's no other faster racetrack than here besides Eldora probably than the speed you carry, you know, in the corners. So that's a big adjustment at first, you know.
Not a lot of rookies can say they won a race at the Knoxville Raceway. You were one of the few right before Nationals. So you had to have been thinking, man, my confidence is sky high going into this event.
Yeah, you know, it was very special. I'll never forget that night when we first started and started making some shows early. And we had motor trouble right off the bat, you know, in my rookie season. Missed, I think, the first couple. And then we come back, I think, 10th or 11th time here at Knoxville, and I picked off a win. So caught a bunch of attention there a little bit and coming into Nationals. But Nationals have never been really treated me well here. Even in 2000, we had some great year there. I just never had really good luck here, you know, at Nationals either. Motor breaks or different things or, just malfunctions, or I got taken out a couple times in my qualifying night having good runs. I've never had good luck here at the Nationals, and it takes a little bit that there. It's a big event, and you got to draw good, qualify good, and so. But yeah, to win here the first time, 11th time I was in a sprint car, I picked off a win here, so big confidence booster, and we just moved it forward, and now this is what brought us here today.
You made a name for yourself to the point that I think you had an IndyCar test, or with IRL back then.
Yeah, IRL.
What was that like, and what were you thinking, hey, you know, I may be close to getting called up to the really big leagues?
Well, you know, I had a car owner, Larry Cahill, then, and I drove his Silver Crown pavement car and helped him a lot on his IndyCar team, and it's something I always had on my bucket list. I wanted to do and run the Indy 500, and Larry knew that, and he helped me, and we did do testing at Texas and stuff, and then we got in, and some of our marketing just fell through at the time, and I look at it now, it must not have meant to be, so... But I had some opportunities there. I was around that facility there for quite a bit when I worked for him and raced for him in the Silver Crown, and he had that IndyCar team several years and changed right rears and different things, air jack and fuel vent at the 500s. But I really wanted to run the Indy 500, and I got really close, I felt, but as life is, it didn't work out. So it was disappointing, and I decided then I'd just come back here in Midwest and race dirt stuff. So,
hung up the helmet in 2008. What went into that decision?
Well, I just my business and everything just going on, and I didn't have my own team. I sold my team racing different cars here and there, and it just got to where I don't know. I don't really know then. I just things didn't work out at the time with some team owners and different things, and I just told my wife, hey, if it happens, I'm going to continue. If I get a good call or somebody that calls that wants to do something and put a team together or want me as a driver, I'll do it, you know. I don't know. I think my business had a lot to do with it, and I just kept going on that direction and focusing there for the future. It's just hard to think. I would have never dreamt, especially looking at Kerry Madsen here today and still racing competitive. I would never really guessed back in 08 or something, say, hey, I wouldn't be racing today. I always kind of thought I could carry into that 50 years old or something, get up in that area, 55. And then I figured it was time for me to bail out. But like I said, life has different avenues and changes, and it just was meant to be, I guess.
And what is Jeff Matrician doing these days to keep himself busy?
I do work a lot at the business there, Champion Signs. I got storage facilities, rentals. I do spend a lot of time at Lake of the Ozarks. We have a rental there too, and I see a lot of racers down there. I run into a lot of racing community down there, it seems like. So I do love to bass fish, so I do bass fishing, and I do tend to watch the races on the weekends on Dirt Vision or Flow, and so I always tune into Knoxville and watch the weekly show there and stuff. So still love it. You know, I just don't get to it as much as I like to, just due to business, and we're shorthanded there, and so I put a lot of hours in there yet. And then when it comes to the weekends, I usually go to the lake there at Ozark. So that's kind of what I do mainly.
Jeff, again, congratulations and on this honor.
Thank you very much.
2025 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductee Jeff Matrician. More of today's Lely Radio Sports Page.